Hello there, and welcome to another episode of The Sports Report. We are your hosts. I am Ben Meredith.
And I am also Ben Meredith.
Today, we are going to be doing mostly just local sports, as there hasn't been any major updates in college basketball that we've seen. There was some next year's bracketology. If you're looking at bracketology in May, get a life, please. But yeah, do you have anything pressing that other than local sports that you can think of?
I do not.
All right. But yeah, this school year is starting to wind down. It's typical that in the month of May, it gets hectic. The high school had their senior walk last Thursday. And so we're getting into that realm of world and kind of thinking about graduation for this class 2026, myself included in that. And yeah, so we'll get into some Wildcat sports. We have Wildcat sports for you. We have some Greenwood High School news. We have some Greenwood Christian news. And then that'll be all for us today. Wildcat sports. We'll start with Wildcat sports good news, as Lady Cat softball is going to host the district championship on Wednesday at 5 p.m. We do not know who they're playing yet. It's between the winner of the Liberty versus Mid-Carolina game on Monday. They will play each other, and then the winner of that game will play in 96, and 96 will have to be beaten twice. The winner of that will likely play Saluda. We do not know for sure, though, and Saluda is the early favorite to win it all. They have been almost unbeatable with a freshman pitcher who is outside her mind good. But yeah, do you have anything to say about the Lady Cat softball team? I know you haven't been to many games, but what do you have to say about it?
I was in the concession stand for one, and it was a short one because they were just absolutely creaming the ball. Just, they were hitting like crazy. There was also, the other team was struggling with some basic fielding stuff, and so I think the offensive firepower was a little bit skewed by that. When you look at the scoreboard, you're like, man, these Wildcats are really hitting the ball well. Some of it was some missed routine plays by the other team.
Liberty went on to beat that same Fairfield Central team 20-1.
Yeah, they were not great, and especially infield, and some base running mistakes and things like that. I will be interested to see if the Lady Cats can do the same against some better defenses. But that was the game I was at. I didn't travel to the away game, and I was in the concession stand, so kind of hanging my head out the window watching a little bit.
But yeah, but that, we hit the ball really well. Shout out Charlie Brock, pod fam, literally, my cousin, hitting the Mercy Rule walk-off in the sixth inning, getting the RBI single, just a little blooper over the third baseman's head, and it was a walk-off hit. I believe her first hit of the season. I could be wrong. Sorry, Charlie, if that is incorrect. But yeah, that's all we have for softball team. But not actually. Mid-Carolina, that game, I traveled up there to go watch, and I believe 13 out of the 15 that dressed out played, whether it was running bases. I think Charlie was the only reserve to get an at-bat. But the scoreless first two innings, and then an RBI hit that brought in a run in the third. In the fourth, actually bottom of the third, Mid-Carolina hit a really clutch two-run homer that proved to be a major deal, we thought. And then that next inning, we scored two more, and we were, that top of the fourth was a very good inning for us, and it showed how good we could be. And if it wasn't for a really dumb base running error, we probably could have put up four more runs in that inning, as our best base runners were on base. We were getting to the meat of the lineup. And then, yeah, and then in the sixth inning, Emma Gentry hit a three-run shot to make it 9-2. I was texting my Bible study leader, who couldn't go to the game due to a prior engagement, and I was texting her. I said, Jocelyn Coleman just hit an RBI double. And as I sent that, I was like, RBI double with two in scoring position. And then as I was about to send that, Emma hit a three-run homer. And I was like, followed by an Emma Gentry three-run homer. Like, it was back-to-back, really good plays. It's awesome to see stuff like that happen, where we can just keep piling on the bats. Dad said, how can we do it against other teams? The best team in our district, we just beat 9-2. And Jocelyn Coleman had 11 strikeouts. So that was awesome to see.
Yeah, that's great.
And then track, not a crazy amount of good news for track, but we do have two state qualifiers, Noah Taylor and Jacob Swink in pole vault. I don't know Jacob Swink's pole vault PR. Noah Taylor in practice has gone 11-6. He's never gone above 10-6 in meet, I believe. And then we had a lot of PRs at the track meet, or a lot of really good performances. Joe Moore got 7th in the long jump. Lachlan Cole ran a 54.07 in the 400 meters and got 11th place. That is nuts.
That's impressive for the rest of them.
And still impressive by the sophomore to run a 54, basically a 54 flat. 4x4 got 8th. That shocked me a little bit. I was not here for this meet. Obviously, it was in Landrum, and I was not going to make that drive up on a Saturday, but awesome to see that. And then Trey Johnson was there as well. Ney Nix, I believe, also PR'd. I believe Ney had a 79.9 was her final discus throw, which is awesome to see. The sophomore from block, not even spinning, throwing a 79. And I don't think I could do that, by the way. And I throw 90 for the track team. I don't think I could throw 79 from block, which is pretty awesome to see. And then football spring practice starts Monday. We are recording this on Sunday, May 10th. Hopefully this will be out to you by Monday. And so Monday, May 10th, the spring game is scheduled for May 22nd. Happy birthday to me. So come out and support Coach Sargent and the team. The team's motto this year is to raise the standard, and as they want to see this team get back to raising the standard. One more note before we go to Wildcat bad news is I was texting with Noah Taylor, the pole vaulter who won region and qualified for state. He texted me, said he wants to bring gold back to 96, and to do that, he wants to do it this year. And so I don't know what that looks like for him so far, but I'm hoping the best for him. State is Friday on whatever day that is this week, the 15th. And so, yeah, hopefully we'll see Noah and Swink bring home some good stuff for us. Baseball for the Wildcats. Going to some more unfortunate news here. Got eliminated after a really rough draw in an elimination game. So they went to go play Chester in Chester. Lost that one pretty handily. I think the final score was like 10-5. And then they get the number one seed, fell to the four seed. And so now they're having to, instead of going to host the loser's bracket game, they have to go to the number one seed. And they ended up falling, what was the final score? 6-5?
6-5, yeah.
6-5. Very good game by the Wildcats, but just unfortunate to see that season end. More news in in baseball is Austin Wirtz, the two sports star for the Wildcats, baseball first baseman and offensive guard for the Wildcats, committed to Lander a couple hours ago. So congratulations to him on his commitment to play baseball. That's a pretty awesome deal for him. And then, yeah, do you have anything else to say about the baseball team?
No, it was, we watched a bit of that game on Game Changer. I caught the last inning and a half or so. And just shout out to that whole team. They fought really hard. They kept their head up even when the other team scored. They fought till the very end. And proud of those guys. Was excited to see some of the younger guys. The future is very bright for Wildcat baseball when you've got as many freshmen and even eighth graders that are performing at such a high level. Excited to see where that goes over the next couple of years. Super sad to see the season come to an end in the way it did. As you said, it's just, that's a bad draw to end up that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, proud of the guys and especially the attitudes that they kept their heads up, kept good sportsmanship, things like that, represented us well.
And then, yeah, I wanted to say Jeff Hewitt, by the way, shout out to him for getting basically every highlight of baseball this season. But he put a picture out on Facebook. He said, what was it, two freshmen and three sophomores on the field at the same time. Madden Davis out in center field was a starter. Jacob Evans starting on third base. He started as a freshman on third base. And then, no, not as a sophomore, so two-year starter as a sophomore. And then Mason Ellis starting on shortstop. He started there all year. Noah McDonald out on second. They have lots of infield depth, by the way. They have Easton Birch, who flipped between varsity and JV, ended up going down to JV as the eighth grader. And then Trenton Singleton can pretty much play anywhere but first base. He pitched in that game against Chesney to have a freshman on the mound. Tough draw, and he did almost as good as you can in that spot. So, yeah, really tough way for that to end. But you got him, and then you've got this upcoming group of freshmen who are just going to keep growing. Dalton Williams out in right field can replace Carver Davis. You've got guys who can come in there, and next year we have a roster of who. We have an idea of what's going to look like next year, which is awesome to see. But yeah, and then we'll get to the bad news for track. Unfortunately, this has to do with senior Carver Davis. Fell on the 400 hurdles and was a DNF, did not finish, DQ. And I don't know what happened. I was not there. I just heard he fell. Very unfortunate for the senior who has been to state since seventh grade in track. He's been the all-star of 96 athletics since he showed up there. And as a seventh grader, he was a JV guy as a seventh grader for the baseball team. He's been that guy. And to see that happen to him, or to hear that happen to him, was unfortunate, because he qualified for state, since seventh grade. So that's 5 years in a row. Would have likely won state. So unfortunate for him. But yeah, he's going to go to Wofford for, I believe, just football. He might go for track as well. I don't know. But yeah, so yeah. And then now moving on to Greenwood High School, their sporting event stuff. The guys' soccer team won their first playoff game in, I think it was 5 years. I don't have the exact number. They played, that wasn't at home. They had lost a couple of games in a row at home, which was unfortunate. I had a buddy on that team. And then they played Greenville on their own Saturday and came away with the 2-1 win. Awesome game for the Greenwood Eagles. They will play Eastside on Wednesday, I believe. I could be wrong about that. And then Greenwood Tennis. Congratulations to them. They went undefeated during the regular season, including the playoffs. They went all the way to state title game. And I was talking to Camden Knave earlier today, and he said they lost kind of like a series in whatever's like 4-2 was the final series, but all of the kind of sets were close, similar to volleyball, if I had to explain it, I think. I don't really know. But yeah, so awesome to see that. Do you have anything like to say about Greenwood sports? I know you're not really familiar with them.
I have not paid attention to those, but congrats to the Bruins.
And then Greenwood Christian, their soccer teams both made it to the state championship. Their girls fell short, lost 3-2 in the state championship game. Very impressive season for the Lady Hawks. Super excited for the future there, because I don't know how many seniors they have, but they're a fairly young group of girls. And then the Greenwood Christian boys, they won state. Two sports in the same academic school year, with basketball and soccer, which is awesome to see. Congratulations to them. And then track, one note for them, Emma Hudgens won the long jump and high jump in the Skeeza 3A division, whatever you call it. She won the state for that. I believe she broke one of the records for that event as well, one of those events as well. Pretty awesome to see that. She also won the Lakelands. I think I mentioned that previous meet that she won. I ran into her at the Lakelands meet, asked how she did. She said, "I won my events." I was like, cool. Didn't know what they were. And it turns out she's a jumper and she's very good at it. Yeah, do you have anything else you'd like to add about soccer?
Nope.
You've watched the Greenwood Christian boys before. They beat up on us pretty badly. But also, Greenwood Christian, we scored 2 goals on the state championship winning team. Just want to point that out there. So that's pretty awesome that we can say that out loud. But yeah, one note, this isn't really in my rundown, but Dixie Soccer, their girls are in the second or third round, and their guys play tomorrow for another round of the playoff, which is awesome deal for them. The guys are looking to go back-to-back, and their girls, I believe, were runner-ups last year. I could be wrong. But yeah, so best of luck to them. Best of luck to the softball teams left in the playoffs. I know Abbeville and Dixie are both still alive in the playoffs for baseball in their divisions. So best of luck to them. I don't know of how Saluda did, any of the other Lakelands teams did it, like the Upper State meet. But pretty awesome deal there. And yeah, that's all we have for today. Pretty short episode. Nothing really much other than some local sports. And yeah, we will see you guys next time. Go Wildcats.